WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden touting his administration's accomplishments and outlining goals for the future during his election year State of the Union address.
Those bragging about overturning Roe v. Wade have no clue about the power of women. But they found out when reproductive freedom was on the ballot, we won in 2022 and 2020, and we'll win again in 2024.
That was one of the issues he touched on, the Republican response delivered by Alabama Senator Katie Britt.
The free world deserves better than a dithering and diminished leader.
During his speech, the president confirmed plans for building a temporary port off Gaza's coast to get more food aid delivered to the war zone. Outrage in Uvalde, Texas, as a new report finds no laws were broken when police took 77 minutes to confront the school shooter. The latest monthly jobs report is due out this morning. Economists expect the economy added just under 200,000 new jobs in February. This is ABC News. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has deployed 750 National Guard troops to patrol New York City's transit system to make people feel safer underground. After some high-profile violent crime in the city's subway system, ABC's Aaron Katursky reports from New York.
NYPD's Chief of Transit Michael Kemper hopes it all reassures riders.
Now they're going to see National Guard members in addition to your cops.
Yep. And look, we welcome, all the help we can get. This is all about public safety.
Despite the increased presence, more violent incidents in the past 24 hours. Police releasing video of the person suspected of hitting a female conductor in the head with a bottle on Wednesday. And overnight, a 53-year-old man was stabbed on a train in the Bronx.
A U.S. Army soldier and intelligence analyst is accused of selling national security information to China. Army Sergeant Corbin Schultz was arrested Thursday at Fort Campbell. U.S. attorneys say Schultz had a top-secret security clearance and transported national defense documents and photographs to Hong Kong. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
Do you think most girls love diamonds?
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean the love for a baseball diamond and listening to the Milwaukee Brewers games on Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM, WISS 1100 AM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
And every win.
Because a baseball diamond is a girl's best friend.
On your local Civic Media radio station, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, WISS, 1100 AM.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's job numbers hit an all-time high in January. The State Department of Workforce Development released their numbers Thursday. Wisconsin's unemployment rate was at 3.2%, below the national unemployment rate of 3.7%. The number of jobs hit historic highs, with over 3 million non-farm jobs and 2.6 million private jobs across the state. DWD Secretary Amy Pachakik says that she expects Wisconsin's economy will continue to break records into 2024. An appellate court says Wisconsin regulators have to develop PFAS restrictions before mandating cleanups. The ruling is a win for businesses in the state. Attorney General Josh Call says he'll appeal the case to the state Supreme Court. Call says having to work with lawmakers will slow down the enforcement of new clean drinking water rules. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers blank Rutgers. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers, with a much-needed win at home. They held on to beat Rutgers 78-66. A.J. Storey had 19 points, but Greg Gard says the key was the return of Kamari McGee and the spark he added after missing 6 weeks with a foot injury.
He brings a toughness to us that we lacked. I always say I need more pit bulls, less poodles. He's a pit bull.
So Wisconsin faces the number 3 Boilermakers Sunday at 12:30 at Purdue. The girls' state high High School basketball tournament continues. The finals tomorrow at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Baseball, the Brewers with an 8-2 win over the Chicago White Sox in Arizona. Inside the clubhouse, manager Pat Murphy says he's been impressed with the progress of right-handed pitcher Colin Ray.
This kid found himself with the help of Woody and obviously Wade. You know, they've built this friendship that's really special, and to see his confidence grow is just, I mean, it's incredible, man.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some scattered rain possible today into tonight, and we may see a little snow mix in with that rain later tonight as temperatures drop. We're talking up to maybe a quarter inch or a little more of rain by the time it all winds down late tonight. 42 today, 31 tonight. Tomorrow, some clouds and showers early, then clearing with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Friday on Matt Mayer On Air, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer at 10:33. 11:33, UW-Madison's David Drake says there's a whiff in the air with animals on the move. Don't miss it.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Friday. Made it through another week almost.
Almost.
Still got to get through this one.
3 hours.
Beautiful morning out there. 39 in Green Bay, 39 in Appleton, 39 in Oshkosh. Another three of a kind.
Yeah. International Women's Day.
What is that?
It's a day where we honor women and the fact that, well, it's not.
That's apropos.
No, that would be mothers. No. Mm-hmm. Let me explain that better.
Okay.
Women have not been treated fairly here, but in a lot of other countries. So today we talk about that, and it's International Women's Day, that the whole equal rights and equal pay. Not my favorite day. And let me just tell you an experience.
Wow.
No, I should have said that.
Well, let's just shut down the transmitter.
Yeah, okay.
Let me dive under the desk. Give me a minute.
Wife, three daughters. I was 4 years ago, right? Yeah. We're in Mexico, and we're coming home. And I took Mexican Airlines. When I travel on vacation, I usually upgrade. So we're in first class, and it was early. I took an early flight, like 6:30, 6 in the morning. And that's not early to me anymore now that I have this job. But anyway, and I like coffee, as you know. So we get on there and take off, and the lady's like, well, it's today's International Women's Day. And to show our respect for this day, we're not going to be serving.
Are you serious?
Serious. They sat down. And I got mad.
I mean, didn't they have male flight attendants?
No.
Oh, wow.
Mexican Airlines. Not that there's not male. So then I got mad. I'm like, wait a minute. I paid for this. And I said to my wife, and you can see her sitting right there, right? I mean, it's not that far away.
They're still working.
I said to Donna, I'm going to say something to her.
I believe you would.
And no, I didn't because I couldn't. But that was to show.
Got up, hey, por favor.
Pour some coffee.
And you know what she would have said?
Exactly.
Adios, muchachos.
But they want to call attention to it, but I think they could have found a better way.
I think so, too. I got to be honest with you. I'm with you on that one.
So
I'm with you on that one.
We fly to Dallas, probably. And then, you know, Delta was fine, but it was.
Yeah, I'm with you on
they
that
did,
one.
And I asked Donna about that. She goes, I'm sure Jim told you that, but did not. So I remember the day, and I know this is this time of year, right? Spring break time is it's always around this time, but I'm traveling in 2 weeks, so I can get around that day.
I got to be honest with you. I'm with you.
They just sat. They said, we're going to sit and not serve.
There's
the whole plane, but it was,
with you.
It would have been nice if they would have just said, okay, you guys in first class, we'll serve you. But they didn't serve anybody. They just sat on the plane. And you know what? The impact they wanted to make, they made. on me, right? I know it's... I would not have been happy. I will never forget International Women's Day.
Wow.
And you know, God bless him. And
well, I'm just surprised that I'm more... I mean, there's a lot of male flight attendants. You'd think could have just said, hey, we're going to take
over
today.
Put them on. Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Those are all my suggestions.
I would have stood up and served it myself, Jim. Absolutely. I would have gotten up, put the apron on, and everybody would have either got coffee or water. I'm
going
not doing
back
anything
to the
special.
Galley.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
I'm with buddy. I think I would have been a good male flight attendant.
Yes, that's a fun job.
What do you think?
Oh,
Todd,
man.
You think I would have been a good male flight attendant?
I think maybe back in the day.
No, he wouldn't have. You know why?
Why? I think
because you would have gone to the first guy and went coffee, soda, I'll have a coffee. Where'd you go to high school? And then you sit there and BS with the guy for 20 minutes, and the guy behind him would be like, I want my coffee. So
That's true.
I think back in the day, though, when people traveled, they had some decorum.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now they don't. I think back in the day, you would have been great. Today, there'd be murders on planes.
Right. I just,
you know,
hey, Mr. Minor, we have to serve more than four guests on this flight.
I remember the first time I was going to fly in my entire life. It was from Minneapolis to Phoenix.
Yeah.
And it's like, do I have to wear a suit? I asked my dad that. I'm not kidding. I assumed if, because when you see it in the movies, everybody's like,
right,
Dad, do I have to wear a suit to fly? That's the honest to God truth. Isn't that something?
Yeah, that is. The first time I flew, I went skydiving, so I jumped out. So
it's
it was
the first
like,
time you're in a plane.
Yeah,
and you jumped out of it. Wow!
So I didn't land for a while. It was like I don't know, probably 6 months.
I give you credit. Wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of paratroopers and all that stuff, and fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say. They brave men of the Green Beret.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
back at home, a young wife waits. Or Green Beret is men as fate.
Yeah,
that whole thing.
This
you know?
Is only 3,000.
Yeah,
feet,
but so still, I mean, you know, 100 men will test today. Only 3 win the Green Beret. So I'm just saying.
Okay, I didn't have all that in my head.
Yeah.
All I had was like, this is going to be fun.
Okay. Today, by the way, also is Sharon Stone's birthday. Sharon Stone is 66. She made, obviously, Basic Instinct. Did she ever do anything good after that, Todd? She was in a terrible movie with Stallone called The Specialist. I remember that. I don't think she's ever done anything since then. That's big. They did a Basic Instinct 2 that was one of the worst movies ever. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No. I don't think she's ever done anything good after that. I really don't.
Well, there's still...
Do you remember when she was married to that guy or engaged or boyfriend? He was like editor or publisher of the San Francisco Examiner. Or Chronicle, one of those. Okay. He was big into weird animals. So for his birthday, she got him this thing where he was allowed to go into the cage with, it was like a Komodo dragon. And it like ripped his toes off. True story. Todd, can you look that up?
Yeah.
That was like his birthday gift. And like he had his toes torn off by a Komodo dragon. Do you remember that?
I don't even know what is a Komodo dragon?
Oh, it's a nasty looking thing. They're in like Australia. You don't want to mess with a Komodo dragon.
No, I
wouldn't. Let me tell you something. You don't want to mess with a Komodo dragon. I have. Also, Carrie Underwood is 41. I like Carrie Underwood. She seems nice. You a Carrie Underwood fan?
I'm not sure.
Well, you know, you spend so much time in Nashville, but you don't. You know what?
Carrie Underwood. Oh, she's the one who does the Monday Night Football.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I like her.
You know how much she makes for every one of those every week?
I don't know if I want to know.
Yeah, me either. But I don't know. On the other hand, I'd say maybe not enough. That is, that is like, look, I don't care. We have to be sitting down when that comes on.
Okay.
How much?
$1 million.
Oh, no. My gosh. No.
$1 million a game.
I thought you were going to say like $250,000.
Yeah. $1 million
wow.
per game.
And she's only 41.
Yeah, I would thought she was older too, to be honest with you.
Wow.
So did you ever see the movie Casino?
Oh,
okay.
100 times.
She was in that, and I think that may have been the only other thing.
Oh, Sharon
Stone
was.
Yes.
She was fantastic in that.
Yeah.
You are absolutely correct. She was fantastic in that movie. I love that movie. Joe Pesci in that movie. Oh, my God. He's there at the banker. He goes, hey, listen, I want my money back. it's not that easy. No, it's not. Well, here's what I'm going to do, okay? I'm going to come down on Monday to your work there in your office, you know, and I'm going to have a bat. And I'm going to whack your head. I'm going to split your head open all over your desk. And you know what? I'm going to go to jail. And I'm okay with that. I've done time. I'll do time again. And by the time I get out of jail, maybe you're going to be conscious. And you know what I'm going to do then? My first day at a deal, I'm going to find where you live. I'm going to come back with my bat. I'm going to split
cut your head open again. Or you could give me my money back. Oh. Joe Pesci. Oh, love him.
He's the greatest.
Love him. Love him. Yeah, love him.
And, wow. And yes, her husband was bitten and part of his foot or something eaten by a Komodo dragon.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Wow.
Yes. You got to learn these things, Jim.
Why?
Because it's important stuff. Right. You got to pass these on to your grandkids.
Because yeah. if you're ever out in the wild, Jim, and you come right, across right. a Komodo dragon.
Kids, or if stay I, away from the Komodo dragon. Yep.
Or if I date Sharon Stone, that's yes. probably the two things that's two things just that, as likely. Yeah. Just yeah. as likely. Yeah. So, yeah. No.
Grandpa, could you get me a Komodo dragon for my birthday? Well, we'll see if you're good. Also, Chuck Norris is 84. Wow. Remember the big thing was, you know, Chuck Norris, whatever, outtakes of, you know, yeah.
Well, he does all that exercise equipment, right?
Yeah, no, he does. He yeah. does that stuff. Wasn't he doing one with Christie Brinkley for a while?
Yeah, I met him.
You met Chuck Norris? Mm-hmm. Where?
Were you in a movie with him?
No, I wasn't okay. in a movie. No, I was.
Were you both playing cons? And you ran the cell block and kicked his butt?
No.
Something like that? No? Okay.
I was in D.C. and was invited to this, I don't know, this event. And the guys with the guns that twirl them around, you know, the, what branch does this? It's the Marines, right, that do that?
Oh, the rifle
right.
teams. Those are guys are amazing.
They are. And I had great seats, and he was right behind me.
At what?
I don't remember exactly.
Oh, okay.
The event. Anyway, that was like the feature of the event was those guys. And
so I remember a college football game.
General gave us
it was
speech.
Notre Dame no, it against a football game. Navy. Down in South Bend, and the Naval, or the Marine, silent drill rifle team came.
Unbelievable.
And there were like 75,000 people, not a sound. Not,
yeah, oh yeah.
Not one sound throughout that stadium.
Yeah.
They are so amazing. I would, if they
right.
performed someplace, I would go there just to watch those guys.
Yeah.
They were amazing.
Yeah, this could have been a practice or something. It was a smaller group. There wasn't that many people there. It wasn't a football game. But anyway, you're right about that. It was just very, very quiet and unbelievable. Just
amazing.
The practice they must do.
The timing.
They turn at exactly the same speed.
Oh, right.
Very cool.
Anyway, love that. Love it.
So anyway,
I got text here from Terry. Tough loss for the Phoenix Men last night. Great talking to you at halftime.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work. Love the show. Terry from Ashwaubenon. Terry, it was great talking to you.
Yeah.
We had a great night. Hey, I got to tell you something. So we get back last night. And Todd, we were debating something like you can't believe.
Uh-oh.
Because we were talking to a lot of people. A lot of people saw where we were. And we're not trying to say, oh, well, we're cool people. But all I'm saying is, so here's
a lot of super nice people came up to us. Haven't seen us in a while. Love your show.
We talked to so many people.
Yeah, and that was fun.
We got at least three or four different people that are going to be coming on the show.
Right. Oh,
that we met for different things. It was awesome.
They like the where are you now?
Yeah,
segment
got
that
so
we've
many
added.
Suggestions.
Everybody's like, we got to get this person on, that person.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Because we went to the women's game at 5, and then they kick you out. You know, they just ask you to exit. So during that time, we ran into a lot of people
that were just great.
It was fun.
But anyway, so we sit through the women's game, and they just blew them out. It was over by 10 minutes into the game.
Yes.
They're up by 30 points.
Right.
So then the men, just a really frustrating game. You just couldn't. You just knew they weren't going to get over the hump.
22%.
They couldn't stop Milwaukee. Milwaukee has in slam dunk and slam dunk and slam dunk. So,
like you said, we don't have that play.
We don't have that play in the arsenal. So we're sitting there, and he's like, and it was getting late now. I mean, it was like quarter after 9.
Yeah, 9:30.
And we're like, you know, we're not getting out of here until 10:30 with the thing. He goes, should we leave early? The men. And we're like, every person in the arena will know we left early.
Right.
And we keep looking for other people to leave.
Nobody left.
Nobody's leaving. So
but we
finally did it about 5 minutes to go. We kind of put our heads down and walked out.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, I said, oh, my God. It's the only time I've ever said this in my life. He goes, what's that? I go, I hope they don't crack to win.
Yeah, right.
Because we are really going to look stupid. So anyway, okay, I'm going to take things as soon as we come back.
Right.
Mind of the Mariner, back
good
after.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Do you think most girls love diamonds?
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean the love for a baseball diamond and listening to the Milwaukee Brewers games on Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM, WISS 1100 AM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
And every win.
Because a baseball diamond is a girl's best friend.
On your local Civic Media radio station, Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM. FM WISS 1100 AM.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian.
Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 WISS.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday. Love Joan Jett. Love, yes. love me some Joan Jett.
We're going to rock out with women rockers all morning
love
long.
Love it, man.
But this
hate
is, he put
myself
that on,
for loving you.
But that's that Carrie
Underwood. Can't break free from the things that you do.
Right.
I want to walk, but I run back to you. That's why I hate myself for loving you.
But he put that on because of Carrie Underwood.
Why do you put that on because of Carrie Underwood?
No,
just women.
It's International Women's Day.
And she's badass.
Well, wait, what doesn't that have something to do with the Monday Night Football game? That song?
Yuck, you're right. Good okay. point. Oh, Carrie Underwood has right. taken that song.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right.
Sorry,
okay.
I didn't even put two and two
all
together.
Right, all right. Who's all right.
Give him the bell.
I'm working on it.
Give him the bell.
I'm working on it.
That was very good, Jim.
All right, that's
I'm proud
okay,
of you.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, so last night you're dropping me off from the games.
Yep.
And I said, hey, drop me off at Hagemeyer's. I'm going to have a glass of wine. I always have like have a glass of Merlot, okay? So I go there. I sit there, and a guy I've never seen before, a bartender, goes, hey, boy, you look like you've had a long day.
But when that's always nice.
I know.
But you think about it. You get up and here, and then, yeah, 10 o'clock. I mean, I was feeling
well,
10
we're
o'clock.
Up at 4, I was up at 4:30 right. yesterday, so it's about a, you know, yeah. over many hour a day.
Yeah, I was
and the girl,
it.
This really great waitress there, I didn't even order. She just walks over with the bottle of Merlot. She knows I was going to have a glass
Norm.
Of Merlot.
That's yeah. a great place.
Yeah, I love it. That's fun.
Yeah.
No, it's good. Nice and quiet. Everybody leaves you alone. Just great place, fun place. So, but a and good night. Glad we're going to all the GB games and the men moving, or I mean the women moving on and men pretty much wrapping it up. So.
Anything to report on the high school?
I don't have. Do you have the scores there, Todd?
Did Notre Dame play last night?
They play today.
Oh, they play today. Okay. Well, that's kind of what I'm watching.
Oh, we got to talk about somebody else. Did you watch Jeopardy?
I saw part of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Talk
Can you
to
believe
me,
that guy? Like, I'm thinking now that he. So, Ben won again last night.
Yeah.
And
moving to the finals.
And
is that
just,
Monday? Sometime next week, right?
Yeah.
Well, obviously next week. It's not tonight. Okay.
But have they already done. No, does he have to go out there and tape that, or is he done?
I would think he told me when he was in here the other day.
Yeah.
He said that was about a month ago they taped these.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he.
Well, he knows. I mean, it's. Yeah.
No, I didn't know if he went. Wow. They do tape that ahead of time, that far ahead of time. I'm really curious as to what this is going to do to his life. I just think
well,
it's.
How is he going to be able to walk across campus well, without every student saying, can I get a selfie? Can I get a picture? Can
right.
I get a picture?
And.
Did you know that? You know, I didn't realize. He played college baseball.
Yeah, saw that. He's throwing out the first pitch at the
yeah the Brewers game. That's cool. Did you see that, Todd?
I did not.
Yeah, it's
August.
New York.
Or I mean, April 27th.
Yeah,
throwing out the first pitch.
You know, but I'm thinking because we talked about him last night too with some people because they liked the fact that he was on our show and we said, oh, he's just this great humble guy. But I don't know. I just don't feel like he's gonna. I think a lot of doors are gonna open for him because
that
could
point.
Even host something. He's
he's
likable. People like him. Anyway, I just don't know if he's going to stay as a philosophy teacher at St. Norbert, but he might.
I mean, look at that. Ken Jennings would have
right?
opened up for him. I mean,
well, and he even
incredible.
Said that there was another guy that kind of ran the tables.
Yeah, the
years
guy
ago,
that I didn't like.
No. This is a guy that from Wisconsin, and he's going to try and catch up with him. But you know, his life went a little bit different too. So it's going to be interesting to see. But I think he is like
yeah, it
a
almost
super
could be
nice.
Changing this, yeah.
I think it could be. That's like, you know.
But I don't see it changing him. He's like the most humble, down-to-earth guy you'll ever meet in your entire lifetime.
Just used his money to upgrade his Tupperware. It's like, okay, Ben.
So can we ask him to be our first contestant on Are You Smarter Than a
no,
Former Mayor?
No, I think I should have some say in that.
I think our producer should make the decision.
Oh, I think I'm going to get – no.
Well, we could also bring him on and play a game of Are You Smarter Than a Jeopardy champion and have other people play against him.
Wow. I like that, Todd. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Wow. By the way, Todd was witness. We got a sponsor for our Win Minos Money contest.
Yes.
Nicolay Bank, Mike Daniels, Nicolay Bank. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So it doesn't actually have to come out of my pocket, but it's going to be that contest.
There you go.
Called Win Minos Money.
There you go.
And it's going to be, we're going to do it, I want to say we're doing it every day for about 2 weeks, Todd. Something like that. Okay. And every day we'll have $100 at stake. And my boy Knob is going to put it together. There's got to be like 500 quarterbacks that have played in the NFL from 1957 until right now. Okay? Or maybe more than 500. But anyway, the challenge is we're going to do 10 a day. And somebody's going to text in and say, I want to play. And you're allowed to play like once a day. You know, one person, one shot per day. Okay? You play again the next day, whatever. But so anyway, and we'll do 10. The way I'm figuring it now, we'll do 10 quarterbacks. Knob will give them to me. Like, you'll be playing for Bob or for Terry or for somebody each time. Okay? And it'll be like, you know, Bart Starr, Alabama. You know, so they $10 starts at $10. If I get it wrong, you win $10. The next person, it goes up to 20, all the way up to the last person, the 10th person for the day could win $100.
If you get them wrong?
If I get whatever I get wrong, the contest ends for that day and that person wins. If I'd gotten 6 right up until now, the pot is $60. So then he would win $70 then.
So, okay, I'm not sure I get the game yet. So somebody texts and says, I want to play.
Yes.
Yep. They name the quarterback.
Knob does.
Knob names the quarterback.
Yeah, because
they're just playing. They have
Yes, no. And the reason I'm doing that is because, you know, there are so many guys that were in preseason NFL rosters, but they're not really officially on that roster. Okay?
And you,
So you can go to a website. You can look up. It's for every team. You know, so their all-time roster. And in order to be on that, you had to be active for a regular season game, not just a camp, because they'll bring in like 6 guys from training camp and they last a week. And so it's got to be where they're on a regular season roster for at least a game.
Okay, so Knob has those names.
Yes.
So the person calling in is just...
just luck of the draw who they get.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're just calling in for the money.
Although I would give... You know what I would do? I would give them the option of giving me the quarterback if Knob okays it. Do you see what I mean? Where if he said, yeah, okay, this guy is officially on the list. It's not just a camp quarterback.
But it's more fun for the contestant.
Absolutely.
Because then they kind of do beat you. This one here, they're just calling in and getting 10 bucks.
I know, but a lot of these people wouldn't know where, you know, because some of these are really obscure. I mean, really obscure.
But what I would do to win the money is I would, the night before, I would have a list of obscure quarterbacks that I could stump you on.
That's
what I would
do.
And then I would try to call in and he'd be, oh, line's busy. He can't get in. But
I'll do that.
But then I don't want to go slow either. So will Knob know just off the top of his head if they say, Knob, look, my quarterback
Well, he should have them all on the list in front of him.
All right.
I actually want to bring Knob in and have him in the studio.
Yeah.
So,
All right.
Knob, give us a call. Knob, if you're listening, give us a call.
That could be fun.
Yes. Knob, do you have our number? Give us a call. What's our number, Todd?
920-264-0606.
By the way, today we've got Mark Houston, of course, coming up from Bell and Sports Medicine, which is going to be fun. He's talking about the WIA tournaments and all the things they do for that, which is spectacular. Then at 7:30,
this is gonna be cool.
A really, really special guest, Tanner Bordellini. Tanner, of course, is from Kewaunee, played for the Wisconsin Badgers, was invited to the NFL Combine and blew people away. Some of the best marks in the history of the NFL Combine for an offensive lineman.
He let the speed he had. I mean,
his size.
Totally A-game, the
incredible,
whole thing.
Incredible.
That's going to be fun to talk to.
He's coming out at 7:34 this morning. Tanner Bordellini from the Wisconsin Badgers. Then Dennis Peters from the Glam Band and Christie with a brand new segment. We're going to have the weekend What's Up coming up at about 8:05. And after that, Eric Rathsack, the drummer from Ask Your Mother, will be here. He'll be doing some performing,
I believe. That's cool. We kind of did the studio a
little
bit. And
we're going to let Dennis kind of handle that whole thing, musician to musician. And that's going to be kind of our Friday thing is entertainment in that last hour.
We got that last half hour. Yeah, entertainment. Yeah. But it's really what we're going to hear. It's not just going to be this 10 seconds. He can actually play
absolutely.
A song.
We're going to bring in some great artists,
that's
some great musical people for this.
Yep.
I want you to work with some of your high school people, these great. And then
totally.
In a couple of weeks, we're going to have on the Decades, the young band they're put together to open up at the Epic. We got a lot of bleep going on, folks. We're just getting warmed up. Back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden touting his administration's accomplishments and outlining goals for the future during his election year State of the Union address.
Those bragging about overturning Roe v. Wade have no clue about the power of women. But they found out when reproductive freedom was on the ballot, we won in 2022 and 2020, and we'll win again in 2024.
That was one of the issues he touched on, the Republican response delivered by Alabama Senator Katie Britt.
The free world deserves better than a dithering and diminished leader.
During his speech, the president confirmed plans for building a temporary port off Gaza's coast to get more food aid delivered to the war zone. Outrage in Uvalde, Texas, as a new report finds no laws were broken when police took 77 minutes to confront the school shooter. The latest monthly jobs report is due out this morning. Economists expect the economy added just under 200,000 new jobs in February. This is ABC News.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin campuses will keep more tuition money from Minnesota students from now on. Governor Evers is giving final approval to changes to Wisconsin's reciprocity agreement with Minnesota. Extra money used to go to the state's general fund. Advocates for sustainable farming are happy with a recent federal court ruling banning the pesticide dicamba. George Naylor is an organic farmer who used to use chemical herbicides and pesticides.
I could see when after a rain how it washed off of a cornfield into my soybeans and hurt my soybeans. So I'd say it's a very dangerous chemical, and it can be easily moved through groundwater and surface water.
Dicamba is highly prone to drifting, which makes it hard for farmers to control where it goes. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it. I'm feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have some scattered rain possible today into tonight, and we may see a little snow mix in with that rain later tonight as temperatures drop. We're talking up to maybe a quarter inch or a little more of rain by the time it all winds down late tonight. 42 today, 31 tonight, tomorrow some clouds and showers early, then clearing with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Can't
can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Talk, Jim.
Okay, John's getting more coffee, soda, beer.
I'm drinking my Arnold Palmer.
Yes. All right.
This is really good. Half and half iced tea and lemonade.
You sure there's no alcohol?
No, there's no alcohol in this one.
There's none.
Mm-mm. But it's good. I like that, the combination.
Is there another Arnold? But isn't that a...
Well, you could put... I think they put vodka or gin in it, if you want. You know what I mean?
But isn't that like also a near beer? Doesn't he have a brand of that?
Arnold Palmer?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Arnold's not with us anymore. Is he? I don't know. I don't know, Jim. You ask questions I don't know the answers to sometimes. Did you ever notice that?
Yes. Hey, so last night, I just want to give one more shout out to all the people who are so nice to us. I haven't been out with you in, I think, ever. Well, we went out last week. Hey, I have a complaint.
Oh.
I know, far be it from me. So last week, John and I went out, spent some time together. We went to that...
Noble Roots,
yep. Which was great.
It was great.
And we did something else. We go to a basketball game. Anyway, but we went out to dinner. Not dinner. We went out to like lunch at Settlement Inn. And a friend of ours owns that place. And we get there. We order.
Oh, good breakfast.
And it was great breakfast. But no, I want to say, and then it came time to pay. And the ladies, we had our credit cards. No, we don't take credit cards. So John went to the ATM machine. I don't even know how to use that. And then I went out to my car and found a box of checks and just ripped one out and gave it to her. And I'm like, this is a lot riskier than my credit card. But she's like, hey, look, that's the rule. So then last night, we're at the game. And, you know, we got there at 5 and it was, 8:30. I said, I got to get something to eat. So I went and got two hot dogs. And she said, $10.
Were one of those for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I bought you popcorn. You didn't even eat it.
I don't, you know, that's not like.
You do not eat popcorn at a game.
I don't really, that's not something, if you would have brought nachos or something, but yeah, anyway. So
by the way, did you see the mess I made when I eat popcorn?
Yes.
That's
the other reason.
Oh, my God. Because we had a switch seat set for the women's game, for the men's game, and the person that had to come in is going to be, oh, my God.
I know. It's just like a little kid. I just take one at a time and put it in your mouth, or two, not handfuls, and it drops on his pants and on the floor. I'm like, geez. Anyway.
I got to talk to Todd real quick.
So I went, I just want to say, Todd, so this is not even a week apart, and these two businesses, the UWGB Crest Center and the Settlement Inn, are within, you know, very close to each other. So Settlement Inn, no credit cards, just checks or cash. So then I went to buy these hot dogs, and she goes, that's $10, $5 each, which is a lot for a hot dog. But I'm like, okay, I get it. So I gave her a $10 bill. She goes, we're cashless, only credit cards. My credit card was in the car, but I wasn't going to drive. I wasn't going to walk all the way to my car. So I just put that on the diet list and didn't eat. Anyway, I think we have to be more consistent in this country with. I think everybody should take cash. You know that? I do. I think everybody should take cash. There's
was
some
that
of us,
part of the COVID thing when that really
I think
started?
That, yeah. But by not taking cash, you know, one could argue. Poor people don't have credit cards, so you're kind of discriminating
against
them.
Or you know what else, though?
Like
the
me.
People in the Iraq don't have maps.
Such as?
And South Africa. Yes. And the U.S. Americans.
Oh, you got to be a regular listener to get these jokes down. We shouldn't right. do that to our listeners.
Well, okay.
No, some people. You missed something yesterday.
People in the Iraq don't have maps, such as.
South Africa.
Linda, anyway, you never listened to me.
It was too long of a story. But my point was is that. Two places, two events, two extremes, and I think you should take both.
I will say that, or at least you got to have an ATM.
But what is that? How does that work?
Well, like, at least then you could take $20 out. That's what I did.
Can you put any credit card in there?
I don't know.
I don't.
Not a credit card. It's got to be a debit card.
Yeah. Yes, I don't have that either. I got American Express.
You got a box of checks laying in your car. I don't understand that.
It was under the seat.
That's what I mean, right?
Yeah, you got that, but you don't have a debit card.
I was hoping I could find that, but yeah, I did. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I guess I get the whole thing with credit cards, but then they kind of, don't you feel like a little bit, you know, 1984. Don't you feel like they're kind of like creeping on you a little bit with your credit card? They know what you did, where you were, what you bought, and then they sell that to a marketing company. And, oh, Mino likes hot dogs, and then you get the coupon.
You know, I will say this, that's kind of scary. Like, I was looking up, I'm looking to buy night vision binoculars.
Those ones you see on TV at 2 in the morning?
Well, no, I don't know, I just, but I really want night vision binoculars. So when I go out to my brother's deer camp, I can go out at night, like in the summer, and just see what's walking around out there. I would love to do that. And what?
I just, that would not even close to my list, but that's interesting. Yeah, night vision binoculars.
So I want to go, here's what I want to do. I want to go out, and we wear all black, wear a black thing, wear a ski mask even.
Oh, great. Good idea.
And just sit out there in the woods. And when you can see, because you can take pictures of it then, and it's amazing what you see at night out in the middle of the woods. But they're $264, okay? But anyway, so I was looking at them, and all of a sudden on my phone, you know what keeps popping up?
Right.
Night vision binoculars, totally. Different types of night vision. It's crazy.
That's what I'm telling
That's
you.
That's what keeps popping up over and right, over and over.
You looked it up on Google. You looked at how much are they? And then you're going to be hounded with that.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't look up porn.
Would you loan me $264?
No.
Why?
Nah, not a chance. Why would you, you can't shoot.
Number? I don't. Okay, here, why just take it?
You can't shoot anything though, right?
I mean, No.
It's just.
No, I just like seeing wildlife or whatever is wandering around out there.
What if they're hungry? What if they're out looking for dinner?
No, you'll be fine. That'd be fine.
Do you have a gun?
I'll carry one. I'll carry my .38 with me.
Okay.
I never go in the woods with other .38.
Okay.
Do you?
I don't hunt.
I mean, if you just go walking in the woods? I always carry something. I always have something close, just in case.
I would if I did, but yeah, because you hear those stories. People on a trail, they get attacked.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
No, I mean, I'm okay with carrying if I was out in the woods, I would probably, get a gun. And then you're all registered and legal. You took lessons?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of them. Okay, so we got a question working here. We want to listen to our listeners chime in this. Todd suggested that we bring back the old birthday song that I used to do on IXX back in the day. Okay? Where every morning Murphy would go, hey, it's Martha from Swamico's 42, blah, blah, blah. They want you to sing to them. Should we bring this back? Let's go to the phone and see if we can get a listener. Do we have any listeners here, Todd? We have a listener. Hi, good morning. Welcome to the Minor and the Mayor. We're kicking around the idea of doing the birthday songs again like I used to do with Murphy back in the day. I know you're a big listener, caller. What would you think?
I'm not interested at all.
Happy birthday to you. I can hear it all in my head. Do it.
What do you think? What do you think? Is it magical?
It Mad. Is. It is. Like goosebumps every time.
Wow. Is it kind of hot?
Like,
jeez. Oh, come on. It's 6:40.
Well, it's International Women's Day, so I can ask that. So one day I can ask that.
Be careful.
You're just asking the wrong person.
Yes.
We are too... There's too much history here.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well,
people in my circle say it's hot. It's just too.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I'm too close to the situation.
Okay. Do you think Murphy would have an issue with it? Do you think he has like the copyright on this or anything?
Oh my gosh.
No, but I highly recommend you do that now.
Okay. Okay. We're gonna do. All right. Hey, do you think he's up? Can we call him in Florida?
It's an hour later.
Are they an hour ahead or an hour behind?
No, it'd be
7:42.
Right. He should be up.
He'll be awake. I was going to say, I was texting him last night at like 9 o'clock.
Oh, he's up till 9?
Animal Control. Did you watch Animal Control, by the way?
No.
Okay, so it was on after The Masked Singer, and raccoons were defiling some bowling balls, so I was all
defiling?
For it.
Defiling? What do you mean by defiling?
I think we all know what she meant by that.
Bowling balls? Ouch.
Yes, it's on Fox. It was they're Animal Control. It's kind of like The Office or Parks and Rec, but for Animal Control.
Okay, I like this. That's not the one with Billy, was it? Remember Billy? He always wore the leather pants and always had like keys hanging from him. Billy, we got an alligator down in the swamp, brother. You go get him out. He's gonna eat that lady's dog. Remember that one?
It's kind of like that.
Oh, I loved that show.
Yes.
Oh, that was awesome. And by the way, ironically, today is International Women's Day, and it's also Sharon Stone's birthday. And I brought up the fact, do you remember the time when Sharon Stone, for her boyfriend, gave him a special prize, allowed him to go in the cage with the Komodo dragons, and it ate the guy's foot?
Oh, and they got bit?
Yes.
Yes.
True story.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, worst present ever.
You know,
what? Whenever you say Sharon Stone, you know what I can't not think of? She gets Botox on her feet.
She does?
Yeah, because they sweat too much and they stink.
Come on, don't do that. Don't. Why do you have to?
I know.
Kill
the
image.
Ruin that for you.
Well, I'm never going out with her then if I'm ever single.
I'm almost thinking this quote unquote listener is actually the female Mino.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Boy, that's high honor, female Mino. A lot of people strive for that.
It's gold, baby.
That's what I'm striving for. Wow.
That's the ultimate insult.
Well, okay, listener, hey, we appreciate you chiming in. And yes. So your vote is a yes, right? Resounding yes?
Yes, yes. It's a gift to Northeast Wisconsin.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. Thank you. Just made my day. This is International Mino Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But every day is International Mino Day, except Tuesdays. Then it's just National Mino Day.
I love it. You're the best. Wow. Thank you, listener.
Okay, goodbye.
Yeah,
goodbye.
Yeah,
goodbye.
That's it. Wow.
There you go. Yep.
Sober up.
So there you go.
Wow.
Sober up. Real nice.
No, I mean, I've been thinking about this. I just thought, you know, it was such a big deal on his show to do the birthdays, and I don't know that anybody's doing it anymore. I think we should pick up that baton and run with it.
Well, we got to talk about it. We got to talk about it. Yep. So, all right. But we got to get Murphy's blessing, I think.
All right. I'm okay.
Well,
how about
the producer and your co-host blessing,
I'm all
too.
For it.
Well,
are you?
Sure
I'm all
for it. Doesn't have some copyright on this.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'm all for it, only because I understand how passionate people were about that. And I'll steal anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's radio.
Yep. I'll steal anything if it's good.
By the way, we want to say hello to Chris. Is it Christine?
Oh,
Christina?
Man.
Christine?
The Wellens?
Wellens.
Okay. So we had great seats for the game, first row.
I will say but that. You get good seats.
I do. The people right behind us was a family, right?
Yeah.
Brothers.
Good bunch of guys. Yep.
Norbert's guy. You're right. And a couple Norbert's guys. And they listen. They like John. And we had talked a little bit of politics. And their sister he said she's your biggest fan, which it was great to hear. And listens to us, and we just want to thank her. And we said we'll give her a shout out tomorrow, which is today. For being a loyal listener.
Yes,
and she loves our show, and we love her. So
I want to say
that's a
to
nice
her.
Family. Yeah,
we really enjoyed talking to him. Our great friend Chuck Wellens was one of our greatest friends in the world, as far as the right. Vietnam vet and everything. Wonderful, wonderful guy. It's his cousin, so it was really cool. Okay, somebody's just screwing with me now. Son, elderly man used a metal detector near Southwest High School yesterday. Was it you, John?
It could have been.
No, it
could
wasn't.
Oh, no, you were working.
I loaned out my metal detector, and I haven't gotten it back from somebody.
Yeah.
Do you know who called me one time asking for some metal detector? I used to get lots of calls from people. This is a true story.
Yeah.
Where if they lost something or if they're looking for their property stakes, they're like, hey, can I borrow your metal detector?
Yeah.
I got a call one time from City Hall. No, from the courthouse. Somebody in the courthouse.
We wouldn't have called you.
Can I finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
It was somebody in the courthouse called me. And they said, John, could you come over to the courthouse with your metal detector?
Wow.
They were looking for a whatchamacallit that they had buried.
Time capsule.
A time capsule, and they couldn't remember where it was.
Coney.
But they said it was like in a metal case or something.
Well, they are.
And could you come over and find it for us? What do you think about that, Jim?
I think they should have remembered with all the they're in charge of keeping documents for the history of the county.
Maybe somebody borrowed them and didn't bring them back.
No. What I'm saying is, when that was buried, they.
I know. Maybe somebody grabbed the paperwork and didn't bring it back.
Okay, we have a time capsule buried that I buried with the city that we're going to open up in 2054, which would be our 200 year anniversary. It's pretty easy because I put one of those big stones over it that says time capsule here.
Oh, okay. That's not the one we're looking for.
Yeah.
Where was it?
Is it on the grounds?
Okay, once again, it's when I had loaned out my metal detector and the guy didn't bring it back to me. So I had to call one of my buddies. I'm trying to think who I called. I know it was one of my buddies that went over to try to find it for him. And I think he did find it. Yeah.
That time capsule that I buried, there's some cool stuff in there.
I'll bet. I like time capsules.
It is. It's pretty cool.
Oh, good song, too.
And I actually, it's a 200-year anniversary, and I engraved a knife to cut the cake.
Nice.
I did. And get, what else do you think I put in there?
Baby, can you see my arms?
Besides a bunch of pictures.
Raisins.
What is this? Is this Carrie Underwood?
No, this isn't Carrie Underwood.
Melissa Etheridge.
Whatever happened to her, Todd?
She's still rocking and rolling.
Is she?
Yep.
Okay.
Why are we listening to this lady?
This was 1993.
International Women's Day.
Oh, it's International Women's Day. I keep forgetting that.
You know who you got to play too? Sophie B. Hawkins. Sophie B. Hawkins. You know Sophie B. Hawkins?
I don't.
All right. We're going to start a quick break. Mind of the Mayor. We got a big show coming up. A lot of stuff yet. You got to stay with us.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
White or wheat, classic or old-fashioned, with or without sesame seeds. With so many choices, selecting the right bun for perfectly grilled burgers, hot dogs, and brats can seem overwhelming. Baked right here in the Midwest, the Bakers at Village Hearth made your choice easy. As long as you see the familiar Village Hearth logo on the package, you know you're selecting the freshest, most flavorful buns available. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Liz Etheridge here on a Friday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS, of course, the Civic Media app. That's my radio voice. Liz Etheridge, 1994.
I was doing overnights at WIXX when this song came out.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
but one
cool.
of maybe Come to My Window, but one of those songs. Yeah,
she had this one. I had the CD, and she had like about four hits on that one CD.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want me to play some Sophie B. Hawkins then?
I'll find some.
Okay. Sophie B. Hawkins, you know her song?
No.
Damn, I wish I was your lover. I'd rock you till the morning.
Still don't.
No?
Okay.
All right. This thing, you know what used to be my favorite, though? What, my favorites when I was like a kid? Bobby Gentry.
Yeah.
Nancy Sinatra.
Yep.
Jeannie C. Reilly.
Oh, yeah.
All those ones, you don't know them.
No.
They're country.
How can you not? I'm sorry.
Well, no, I know the one. What was the second lady you said?
Bobby Gentry, Ode to Billy Joel.
Yeah, no, there's another one. Sinatra. Was she that Boots Are Made for Walking?
Nancy Sinatra.
Yeah.
She had a lot of good songs. She did. Her and Lee Greenwood did some really good songs together. I mean, everybody knows Boots Are Made for Walking.
Right, that's the one I know.
And when you hear that song now, what do you think of? What movie scene do you think of?
I don't.
Immediately. What movie, Todd?
Is it Austin Powers or something like that?
Nope.
I don't know.
It's a war movie.
I think of that song.
Full Metal Jacket.
Oh.
Remember when the prostitute, the Vietnamese, Miso, hey, G.I., Miso. Remember that?
Yeah.
And that's the song that was playing when they're in Vietnam.
I didn't see it, but that's okay.
You know what's funny?
That's a great invitation. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, Miso. Do you remember that?
It's a great family show. Get your birthdays in now.
Yeah, right.
Little Timmy's 5.
Right.
Hey, Timmy's on the school bus right now.
6:52.
All right, fine. Hey, this segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration, offering 24/7 emergency services for its clients. Provides a full range of services, both residential and commercial properties. Fire, water, mold, wind, hail, biohazard, all sorts of things. Vandalism. All these things, man, they'll take care of it for you. They're amazing. We got Dennis from the Glam Band coming up in a little bit, and he'll tell you about how great they are because he had them come to his place and take care of things. Midwest Restoration, 920-MIDWEST, MWRestoration.com. They are the absolute best. And
the other...
Oh, here we go. Sophie Hawkins, 1992. Hey, I wish I was your lover. Yeah, right here, the big one. WGBW. Almost hit the post.
you stepped all over.
Almost hit the post.
We should do that. I'll get some of these songs.
Play
up
some.
And
hit the post.
Let's do it.
I think we should.
And you talk until they start singing. Do the Rolling on a River. Right? Isn't that like forever?
Left a good job.
No, but before
in
they
the
start,
city.
But before they start singing, it's
Oh yeah. Oh, Ode to Billy Joel.
Oh, this. Yeah.
You should be able to get this one.
Oh yeah. Billy Joe, I'll tell you what, why did she jump off the fridge?
Not even close. Jeez. Talk over her. Yeah. You should have stopped after Billy Joel.
I know. Yeah. We got to do some work on that. Yeah. We got to do some work. You know what we'll do, Todd? Here's what we'll do. Oh, this is it. Remember, she's walking, the prostitute's walking.
Yeah.
Doing that little thing with a little leather mini skirt and everything. Yeah.
This one here, you could talk a little bit. Now it's okay, right?
Keep
all right, it's close.
You got something for me.
Yeah, John. Careful.
What?
You just.
What?
Something you call love.
You trying to do harmony?
Yes. Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know what we got to do, Todd? We got to try to get Murphy, okay? And once a week, see if he'll do a hit the post competition for us.
Oh.
Get some listeners. We'll get them. They'll have to be, because if he's on the phone, it'd have to be texting wise.
Yeah.
Get him on and we'll see if he can. We'll play songs. And we won't tell him what songs. Just see if he would know them and see if he can hit the post and the people will win prizes. What do
all
you
right.
think? You in?
There might be a little bit of a delay with that phone. So he's going to have to take that into consideration.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Those guys who, those DJs who did hit the post, like right, they would talk right up
there.
And they,
yeah.
But did. They ever,
but
did
you know what, though? They play those same. Todd, how many times?
Do they
if you were doing
a
shift, right. how many yeah. times did you play whatever song
right.
was
of course.
No, but here's
100?
Like,
yeah. That, and I think a lot of radio people, and I could be wrong, a lot of them have some musical inclinations. So you know the 1, 2, 3, 4, you know where it's coming up.
What are you trying to say, Todd?
No,
no, I mean,
that I have no
you know. Yeah, you just, John. Right.
Hey, good morning. Friday morning here, Mind on the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS, Civic Media, 39 Green Bay. Hey, heading into a great weekend. Going out for some fish tonight. Get a fish plate, a little slaw on the side.
This is
raw bread with a piece of onion and an old-fashioned right here on Mind on the Mayor, WGBW, if I didn't mention that.
Did I mention the fish?
39 and get the perch. Walleye's hard to come by. Well, not a lot of walleye out there these days. Perch all over the damn place. There's some smelt or
okay,
something.
She's singing.
And here we go. That would have been a hard one.
Yeah, that did they though? And there are people that would be perfect. Did they eventually digitize that? You had a countdown? Did they?
Well, you would have a countdown. Yeah, I mean, on a computer, you would have a countdown and stuff like that.
Well,
nowadays.
Spinning records or whatever.
Yeah, you
but
just
back
did
in
it
the
by
day,
sound.
They did. But then they had it where you knew the
you just
talking
knew it.
Was going to start in 8 seconds, so you could do it.
Yep. You know what, though?
Okay.
Back in
that's
the old,
thought.
The really old
yeah, I know.
WNFL studios on Bellevue, there's that little squat, looked like it was built through the Cold War, that little brick building. That's where I started my first show, me and Vinny. And in the background, it was the only show that was done there, and that hadn't been used as a regular studio in like 20 years, okay? In the back room, it was just, and I'd love to go back to now and get some of them if they're still there. It was just wall shelves of albums.
Yeah.
And then of 45s and everything. And a lot of them would have notes written on the covers of the things as far as
how long?
Would lead
10 seconds.
Oh, that's cool.
Exactly.
Cue burn, which is where you get scratches at the very beginning of the song, because as you're queuing up a record, you'd put the arm down.
Yeah.
And you go just until it started playing, and then you'd back it up a half a turn.
You know,
and that would actually make a scratch in the record. So a lot of times back then, that song would kick in and you'd hear right before the song.
Really?
Played. Yeah.
I'm telling you, DJs in the old days.
Oh.
That was you needed some dexterity.
Art.
Like you can't believe.
Yep.
Yep.
Art.
And to cut spots where they would take when I was at IXX at the old station downtown, they still had the little thing on the counter for the razor blade to cut the tape and then scotch tape it together.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, those guys were good. They really were.
And now we got Todd.
Now we got Todd.
Can't do
and we just BS for a living. Yeah. All right, we got to start a quick break. Mark Hughes of Bell Sports Medicine coming up to talk about the big WIA tournament and everything they do. And then 7:30, Tanner Bordellini, Wisconsin Badgers offensive lineman, who absolutely killed at the NFL Combine. I am Ben Dennis. Eric Ransack from Ask Your Mother. Christy, what's going on this weekend? Got a lot coming up, folks. Stay with us.
Reduced to walking. Hey, oh, where to go, Ohio?
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world,
We are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Friday on Nightlight, we talk Green Bay Film Festival and what's coming up on Max Inc. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you think most girls love diamonds?
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean the love for a baseball diamond and listening to the Milwaukee Brewers games on Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM, WISS 1100 AM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
And every win.
Because a baseball diamond is a girl's best friend.
On your local Civic Media radio station, Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM, WISS 1100 AM.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.